recorded, man.
Yeah, brother, like,
dig it.
Stop right
on.
Hey, man, what's your name?
All right. Good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Evan?
Hey, I'm doing well, man. This new setup is sweet. I can't wait for you to see it.
Yeah, man. You know, I will certainly come and take a look at the new digs.
Oh, yo. I got to go see your digs.
Well, so for the listening audience, it is, you know, it's really with a heavy heart that I have to let you know that this evening is my last show from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m.
And it's true. Yeah, there may be, you know, I could see myself being in a position where that evening slot fit perfectly, because you're swapping to something a little bit earlier.
Well, I'm going to be going to a new time slot, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. What I've always wanted is, you know, 1 hour of radio has hardly seemed enough.
We talk about it like once a week. That 1 hour is enough to get warmed up to really.
Well, you know, I always did 3 hours of radio. This was the only time that I ever did 1 hour of radio. I've always had a 3 hour show. And so I'm, on the one hand, I'm really thrilled and excited to get back to doing 3 hours of radio. Maybe by now you guys realize that I do have a lot to say, and there are a lot of things going on. The other part of this is I get a chance to talk about things in my community.
That's right.
Which is in a death spiral right now, as this is the 11th of February, and there's already been 31 murders in our community, and it's not getting any better. And so I'll have an opportunity to talk to the mayor, the county executive, the governor, judges, you name it, you know, politricksters, business community. We will be spending time talking about the superintendent of schools, and others, as we look at an unbelievable reality in the city in which I live. But I want to say this. It's not like I'm going to be so far away.
Thank you, man. I was about to say, it felt like we were at a funeral or something.
Yeah.
No, we'll still be able to hear you.
So I don't know, Evan. I'm sure you will be able to let the listeners know how they can stream.
Yeah. So the Devil Radio app is going to be able to stream WAUK concurrently. You know, you can, as of now even, you can just stream that station instead. So using that same app, you know, we'll be streaming on the same platforms. It's still out there. And then hell,
using the Devil Radio app.
That's right. You can now select stations.
They'll be able to pick me up. Okay, well then that's great. The other part of this is, you guys are used to picking me up at 5 p.m. Now it'll be 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Yeah.
So, you know, so certainly a different time slot. I'm not just going to talk about the issues that impact and affect the city of Milwaukee. If you know me, I'm going to talk about the same things we've been talking about.
Yep.
I've got 3 hours.
And those podcasts will still be going up too. So three more hours per day of content to go and grab, you know, when you're on that long drive, or, you know, you got your headphones in at work. I mean, it's a win-win.
Oh, listen, man, there's no question, man, that I am really excited about the opportunity, and I am definitely going to be able to broaden my perspective and get into some things even more, even what's the, that's not the right verbiage, deeper than allowed to do in 1 hour. We have to jump around topics.
Oh, it's hard, man. Callers call up with something important. You know, we just sink our teeth into it and boom, on to the next thing.
Well, that's not going to be the case beginning Monday, Valentine's Day. The new Earl Ingram Show will be up and running at 5:40 a.m. WAUK in Waukesha. And listen, man, I can tell you.
101.1 FM, I believe.
Yeah, and I can tell you that I've already, you know, we've got the candidates in the city of Milwaukee running for mayor. And on Monday, I've already got the top two candidates who will be joining me. Monday, I got a call from the county executive's people on yesterday. They wanted to see if he can come on my show on Monday. I've got so many people lined up, you know, who are going to be on the show. Many judges, you know, the district attorney for the city of Milwaukee, all of these people we've had dialogue and conversation with, and I guarantee you, I'm going to have guests, national, international guests, and we're going to talk about all the issues that are happening in the state. Milwaukee is, last time I checked, is right in the state of Wisconsin. National issues that we can't just throw away.
Oh, I can't wait, but, man. This is going to be awesome.
But I just, some of you who I might not, who might not be able to because of your work schedules get to me, I want to say thank you.
Those podcasts are available for them too.
Yeah. You know, yeah. But I just want to say thank you for welcoming me into different parts of the state that I have never been and never got a chance to meet the people from these different parts of the state. And it broadened my scope on many things. And I hope you guys, you know, stick with me. The ball is in your court now that, you know, you can call me and we'll continue to do the kinds of radio that we've gotten used to doing over the last 2 years. I'll tell you something. When I first found out that I would have an hour and we'd only be heard.
Yeah.
I would only be heard in various parts of the state.
And we're blowing up. And now we're blowing up.
Yeah. And I would say, well, but those people don't know me and I don't know them. And, you know, I don't know how this is going to work out, but you all made me feel welcome. And we were able to talk about a plethora of things. That's not going to stop. Evan, who do we have on the line?
We got Tom from LA.
Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, Earl. First off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget it.
Well, you remember me when I was doing three-hour shows.
And I'm going back to listening to it again, because that's actually perfect for me, because it's 6 to 9, my time, which is great.
Wow.
Because, you know, this afternoon, that's why I got to do some work or try to get some work done. Now I get some work done, which is good.
you know.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I hope that, I want things to be localized, of course, there, because I think everything actually starts in Wisconsin. And the whole takeover of Wisconsin, I think, is what, you know, you can kind of use that as a weather vane. If it happens in Wisconsin, it's happening throughout the rest of the country, because all the good people in Wisconsin, a lot of them have been bamboozled by the right wing. And unfortunately, all those small little towns, it's almost like a network marketing thing where they've all become zombies and they've all become cult members because of the small little towns, I believe. And I'm going to be happy to hear, you know, the take there in Milwaukee and stuff like that. But I hope to stay also with your national topics as well.
Look, man, there's no question. I mean, I'm just watching the news, and 9 officers have been shot in Phoenix, Arizona. So,
way to go,
you know, man.
Cinema.
You say what?
Way to go, Chris. Way to go, Kirsten Sinema.
You know, man, there's something at the root that is rotten in this country, man. And so that has nothing to do with any particular location. That's something that all of us can talk about, because we've got to drill down on those types of things. At least this nation makes a hard fall, man. So I'm just,
Earl, I think I said this to you before, but at least when you and Stu were on in the morning, if you could do some educating, like telling people about the 3 branches of government, and you know,
we will do that. We will definitely do that. We will definitely do that, because it is necessary. So Tom, thank you very much. I'll be looking forward to hearing your voice again, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. So, you know, this is not a farewell. I've got all sorts of things that I wanted to talk about, and we're going to spend some time talking about it. You know, who do we have up next, Evan?
We'll have CJ joining us on the other side here.
Yeah, okay. So we got a little time before we go to break. You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about, Aaron, and we'll talk about, is Tyson Foods. Are you familiar with or aware that Tyson Foods uses land twice the size of New Jersey to feed its factory farmed animals?
Nope, I hadn't heard that.
One company, twice the size of New Jersey. Can you imagine the damage that they're doing? We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. That's the same number that we'll be using in the morning. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Right on.